What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Lunchtime Foolery Podcast. It's your boy Raheem Dumont back in the mic, and I'm here with my little sister, Akira. Say what's up.
Hey, y'all.
So we're just going to pick her brain a little bit, probably about her scholastic career and just things she's interested in. So, Akira, you're going to the ninth grade next year. I've done that. Your brother's done that. Mom and dad's done that. What are your feelings about stepping into the realm of high school now?
Well, my grades are good right now, but I have to make sure I'm on top of everything and everything. Yeah, that's what I'm mainly concerned about.
Are you concerned about the social aspect of it? Or is it just mainly like academic? Because both of them are important. But we all know that academics is the most important part of it. And we'll get into that soon.
I mean, I would call myself already like a social person. So I feel like right now it's just the academic level. Or, yeah.
I feel you. And ninth grade is the start of your, I don't want to say life, but sort of is, because whatever you do, that is the foundation of your high school career. And high school can decide whether or not you are at a prestigious university or, you know, somewhere else. And I think I learned that a little later than I should have. I have my brother as an example, who's also gone through the ninth grade, but I didn't really get it until towards the end of 10th grade how important that year is. It's honestly a make or break year. It can define your grade point average, the quality of that. And also, I guess that's the beginning of high school, which is a very social environment for you. Another question is, with me not being at high school with you anymore, how do you think your process and, I guess transition into that arena will affect you?
I'll be sad, but honestly, I kind of think it'll be a little bit fun.
Word?
Because if you were still there, I would still be known as Raheem's brother. Sister.
See, I honestly relate with that, because when I was in your position, when I was in the 8th grade, I was always known as Peter's little brother. I didn't have, like, sort of my own identity until he was gone. And you know, we miss him, of course, but that's when I transitioned into who I am now and gain any clout or whatever I have now. And I understand where you're coming from, and I know you're going to be very, you know, popular, whatever, but also just stay focused on the academic side of high school, because that is the most important part of it. Now, to escape the realm of high school, where do you see yourself right now? Because, you know, opinions can change. You have 4 whole years to decide this. Where do you see yourself going for college or university?
Howard University.
Now, explain why.
When you went to all your college tours, I also got to see, like, how the school looked, the people, and how they taught things. And I really like the campus. I like the size. The only thing that I really didn't like was the temperature, because it can get cold.
Yeah.
Up north.
DC is.
And one thing, like, before I wanted to go to different colleges like Spelman and Xavier, but, like, I'm kind of in the same realm where you are, how you don't want to go to a college where you've already lived for so long.
Yeah, I've lived in New Orleans. We go to New Orleans every summer. We live in Atlanta, so Morehouse is a university that I visited, UGA. University of Georgia, Georgia Tech, and Xavier University of Louisiana. And those are all in places that I've lived or been to frequently. But Howard University, being, I guess, ranked the top HBCU, is in a place where I've only visited once. And that was for the purpose of going to that university and visiting the campus. And I honestly fell in love with the city of DC. It's so, like, multicultural. I have states like, I'm in the DMV, I'm on the East Coast, I can go to New York, I can go plethora of states on the side, and I can also go back home to Georgia or Louisiana whenever I want to, granted as in an appropriate time. So I feel where you're getting that from, and us visiting very impressive and prestigious universities like the University of Georgia and Georgia Tech and Xavier, for Akira and I to fall in love with Howard University. You know, not having the same facilities as a place like Georgia Tech. And it's just, it's more of like the spirit and the vibe of the university that I fell in love with, along with the geographical location and plus what the school has to offer.
And so, also how there's family that we can go to or
yeah,
visit.
Yeah, we have family in Virginia. Shouts out to Maya. And, you know, we have family all over the place in California as well. So it'll be an easy transition for me. But so as we know that a university is a place where you find the foundation of what you want to find your career in the future. So Akira, I'm going to ask you the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? That's such a generic question we're asked, you know, for years, ever since we're in our adolescent stages and to, I guess, young adulthood. Where do you want to, you know, find your path? What do you want to be when you're older?
Right now, I want to be a dermatologist, but when I was younger, I used to always think about what I wanted to be, and I'm very indecisive. Like, I don't know really what I want to be, because right now I'm only 14, so me saying I want to be a dermatologist at this age,
it could change.
It could change, but I've wanted to be so many things, but I think being a dermatologist is what I really, really, really
want
to do.
See, because this girl, every chance she gets, she just tries to find a way to pick at any blemishes I have on my face or wash my face whenever. Even though I feel like I do a good job at it, she just wants to experiment on me all the time. And I feel like, I honestly do feel like it's one of her passions, because every day I hear her at nighttime scrubbing away for honestly like a long time. And it's a consecutive thing, morning, then a time in the middle of the day, then at nighttime. And I feel like this is gonna stick for you. But give, I guess, the list of the career paths that you thought you wanted to go into that ultimately led up to dermatology.
Wow. Okay. So first, I wanted to be a scientist, because when I was younger, I used to, Raheem can say this too, I used to mix things together, like from the house, like little like soaps and like sprays and spray bottles, which honestly wasn't
the smartest
or safest, but it's really, that's what made me want to be a scientist, because I like mixing things. But then being a dermatologist, you also have to mix things. So
see, I also like that you brought that up, because I'm gonna mention the fact that I paid homage to her in my I guess supplemental essay to Howard University. I did the same things as her, but not as prolifically. I did mix, you know, household chemicals sometimes, you know, out of curiosity. But I honestly based the beginning of my essay on her childhood. So props to her, because she has played a factor into me getting into this institution. I do thank you for that. So continue.
I also wanted to be a dentist at a time. This is kind of weird.
For me.
But whenever I would like wash dishes, I would think they were like patients, and I would be cleaning their teeth, but then cleaning the dishes. So then I wanted to be a dentist for a little bit, then a surgeon, of course. I think
everyone has gone through that stage.
Everyone has gone through like being a doctor or something. A veterinarian, because I love animals like so much. We had countless amount of animals in our household while we lived in America.
Not at the same time, but we had multiple pets.
Yeah.
Gotta clarify that.
I wanted to be a pathologist, which was kind of crazy, because being a pathologist, if you don't know what that means, it's like you're dealing with dead bodies. I know, that's kind of weird, but I saw it in a show, and I was really interested, and then they make a lot of money, so it's like you're dealing with crime scenes and all that. And
for me personally, that would leave a mental strain on me. I have this phobia of blood, so going into dentistry, I don't know how this will work, but it will, because I'm getting out of it. I can see it now. I don't know. I just, when I was younger, I would just get queasy from it. So viewing dead bodies is like a whole different aspect of like trauma for me, I feel. But I digress. So what were you saying?
The last job I wanted to be before I came to the conclusion that I wanted to be a dermatologist was being a plastic surgeon. So my idea was to have like a building, like a business, and be a plastic surgeon and then have a dermatology in that building. But I feel like being a plastic surgeon doesn't really interest me as much as being a dermatologist.
You're trying to secure the bag, huh?
But yeah, I think being a dermatologist is at the top of my list and what I really want to do with my life.
So getting out of the whole like career path, university, school, stuff, whatever, what are you interested in, like, I guess, for fun, you know, for your free time? Because I could list a whole bunch of things that you do, so go ahead. I'll let you talk.
I've been interested in TikTok and doing the dances.
I'm about to be famous, by the way. Just know that.
And also going out more and meeting new people. Like yesterday, I went out with my friends and we met a group of people and we're all pretty cool. So,
see, one thing I like about you as well, you, like, you're into fashion a lot. And me comparing myself to your age, I was a mess when it came to how I dress. I would wear like a red shirt, red shorts, red socks with red shoes, thinking I was fly. But you actually like come to me for pointers, because I feel like my style has gotten a lot better now. And you come to me for pointers, you know, something I didn't really do with my brother. And I could see you like evolving. You bought the drip the hardest in the family when you go to watch. So I like that aspect of you, that you like, I guess, prioritize how you look all the time, you know, at such a young age, like being 14, because some people really don't care. I see people like when they're in their beginning stage of their teens, they look awkward, you know, people's hair is like sometimes messy or whatever, but you like look the part all the time. And you know, so just giving you praise a little bit on here. So with these TikTok things, what's up with that?
I don't know. I just, more and more people have been doing them, like, at school and my friends' groups, but I'm the one, if you play any TikTok song, I'll know the dance to. And that's not because, like, oh, I'm always online, I'm always on my phone, I'm always on TikTok. It's just because I think I'm a fast learner, because I could just, like, not trying to flex, but, like, I can just
She listens to a song for a day, and then for the next week, she's just walking around the house, like, just doing it. And I'm low-key envious about it, but I just don't take the time to, like, learn it, because, I mean, it's not me. Yeah, I know one TikTok dance. I think it's the most famous dance, the Renegade. Mm-hmm. And I'm just more into making, like, the videos, like, funny content, you know, to just express myself a little more. So, but moving on from that topic, Akira is an entrepreneur, actually. She's had a business. What is the business called?
Akira's Crowns.
So lay down the concept of what Akira's Crowns is.
So my mom used to wear these like turban things that you put on your head if you're having like a messy hair day. You could just put them on, and they're kind of plain, they're all one color, and then there's just like little bulky thing in the front. And I decided, because I learned how to sew when I was like 8 years old, I feel like I have a creative mind, so I just wanted to express that. And I took a little like earring, and I was curious, and I started to take it apart, and then with the little jewelry piece, I sewed it onto the turban hat, and I gave it to my mom, and she really liked it. And then she kept giving me old earrings that she liked the pieces of, and like I would keep sewing them on. And then she would go to work or go with her friends, and then they would ask where she got it, and then she would say my daughter did it. And then they would ask like, can your daughter make me one? So as the sales grew, we just decided to like put a name on it. So we came up with Kira's Crowns, because my name is Akira. And my nickname is, some people call me Kira. And then we just had crowns because the turbans kind of look like crowns once you put the jewelry on them.
It's an alliteration thing. Kira, yeah. K, crown, K. So.
Yeah, and then we spelled crowns with a K instead of a C.
Oh, yeah, it's spelled with a C, but I said K. I had the brand name in my head.
Yeah, so what really blew me up was my mom is in a sorority called, like, she's a Delta. So there's this little, like,
Delta Sigma Theta.
Yeah.
Get it right.
And there's this, like, convention where there was a bunch of people selling stuff, but my mom said, how about you go? So I was the youngest person there. Everybody was, like, 20s and older. So I had my little station, and I had about 50 to 100 turbans, and you can imagine how long it took to sew them by hand, each and every one of them, in that specific,
Yeah, I remember that they were up the night before sewing them, you know, getting ready for this function. So, you know, a lot of dedication within this little girl, and I see great things coming in the future. But that was the Lunchtime Foolery podcast, y'all. It was Raheem Dawn. Today was a great segment with little sister. You can catch me on Instagram at Raheem_Dunwa. Dunwa is spelled D-A-U-N-O-Y. You can find me at Snapchat, Raheem_Dunwa20. You can find me on LinkedIn at Raheem_Dunwa. And also follow my TikTok, Raheem Dunwa. And Kira, go ahead and drop your app.
My Instagram is Akira_Dunwa. That's AKIRAH_DAUNOY. And my Snapchat is Akira_Dunwa_Dunwa as well. My TikTok is a little confusing. It's like Akira, but with a bunch of I's and an R.
All right, so that was the Lunchtime Foolery podcast, y'all. Peace.